I'm Kevin Boucher, WSIU Radio News. New legislation would make metal detectors available to all Illinois schools. Representative LaShawn Ford of Chicago says the use of metal detectors would greatly help prevent mass school shootings.
Why is it that no one gets shot inside of Terminal 1 or Terminal 2 at O'Hare Airport? You don't hear about shootings inside any airport terminals after people have gone through metal detectors.
Ford says that federal money could help pay for the metal detectors that would be used when needed and also made available for large sporting events, courthouses, colleges, and hospitals. Well-known Southern Illinois broadcaster Irv Kopey passed away Wednesday at Memorial Hospital of Carbondale. The 92-year-old Royalton native hosted a popular weekend movie series on WSIU television where he shared his knowledge and love for classic films. And here's just a sample, a snippet from a promo from that movie series.
We'll see such thrillers as Revenge of the Creature, House of Horrors, and our old friend The Mummy Returns in The Mummy's Hand, plus many, many others.
Kopey's broadcasting career began in 1951. His stops included radio stations in Marion, Heron, and West Frankfort. Kopey also served in the U.S. Army during World War II, where, under the direction of General George Patton, his unit received 3 gold battle stars, the final for the Battle of the Bulge, signaling the end of the conflict in Europe. There will be no visitation or funeral services. Contributions in Kopey's memory can be made to PAWS in Anna or the International Friends Club in care of the SIU Foundation.